All right.
Let's get out of here. Let's get gas indeed. I mean, I could make it home and still have 7 miles to spare, according to this range indicator. But that's probably a bad way to go. Why are there a billion trucks right here?
from the first decade of the millennium.
Pop, 2K.
To Christmas continued today. Traders clearly heading to the sidelines. Trade volume lighter today than yesterday. The 100-day moving average on March corn near 350. March traded near that level, but below it at the close. Soybeans fell double digits during the session again on the day.
Shit.
Below the 10-10 support level, now 970, 980. Some suggest the next support. Private estimates out of Brazil putting their crop over 106 million tons. Wheat traders appear to finally take note of the expanding dry areas in the Western Plains. Blowing dust could be more common than blowing snow late week. All wheat acres this spring would be the lowest in nearly 100 years. There hasn't been an economic incentive to grow wheat. For the latest market information, tune into Market Day Report weekdays starting at 9 a.m. Eastern on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 147. I'm Mark Oppold.
Hello, I'm Janet Atkinson. On this week's FFA Today, we'll see how chapters from around the nation are celebrating Christmas. From an Ohio chapter bringing the community a touch of country, to a Virginia chapter's Christmas card drive for soldiers, and finally to Northeast Oklahoma and a very special holiday lights display putting both faith and farming center stage. So tune in to FFA Today, Saturdays at 7:30 a.m., Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on...
ZipRecruiter.com/XM. ZipRecruiter.com/XM.
This is the SiriusXM Sports Update.
James Harden and the Rockets going for an 11th straight win at Raleigh to take the lead over San Antonio.
Harden on Leonard left side wing. Crosses him over. Drives the paint. Gets to the rim. Scoops and scores. And the Rockets take the lead. Their first since about the 3-minute mark of the opening quarter.
Yes.
71-69.
And leading 88.
Go Rockets.
What? 41 to play. You can hear the call.
It's basketball.
SiriusXM NBA Radio. Sirius 207 XM 86. Also in the fourth, Cavs lead the Bucks 89-86. Knicks beat the Pacers 118-111. Raptors over the Nets 116-104. Oakland Raiders lead the NFL with 7 players selected to this year's Pro Bowl. Falcons lead the NFC with 6. Dallas has 5, including Dak Prescott, who's the first Cowboys quarterback to be selected as their rookie. Owner Jerry Jones told SiriusXM NFL Radio Prescott's work ethic allowed him to succeed so fast.
He takes a really focused attitude in the classroom
takes it to the practice field, and I'm telling you, it comes out in the game exactly the way he's practiced it and exactly the way that they brought up on the board. Now, he brings it from that point of football out to where it counts, and that's the decision-making in the game.
Moving to college football in the Boca Raton Bowl, Western Kentucky is leading Memphis 44-24, start of the fourth. On the ice, the Wild lead the Avalanche 2-0 in the third. Ottawa with a 3-1 advantage over Chicago in the second. Blue Jackets won their 10th straight, gained by LA 3-2 in a shootout. Penguins ripped the Rangers 7-2. College Hoops, number 9 Creighton leading Arizona State 45-40 at the half. Number 18 Arizona on top of New Mexico 37-16 at the break. I'm Chuck Belab.
If it's happening in sports, it's happening on Sirius XM.
In the immortal words.
That's some intro.
We are busted open on a Tuesday. Dave LaGreca and one of my favorite human beings on the face of the earth. Also, probably the most annoying man
on
the face of the earth, and that is Larry Dowse. Now, Doug Mortman will join us
at 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock, the second hour of the show, because the Busted Open Awards are coming soon, and we're going to be talking about the nominees.
Yeah.
Which, but the Busted Open Awards, the BO Awards, is one of my favorite shows of the year. And talking about the nominees and where I'm going to be, and Doug, and we're going to be breaking down each category as we always do, and also throwing out where you could vote. It's a little bit different, a little bit unique from what we've done years past, but we will be doing that in the second hour of the show. But
exciting,
of course, we have, you know, national radio personality himself, LD, Larry Dowse. Larry, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Dave? You know, I know that the holiday season is coming up, and I wanted to grace you with an early Christmas gift, which was the presence of me.
Yeah, so it's nothing that's wrapped. It's reused.
Definitely not wrapped too tight.
It's reused, for sure. That's the gift of Larry Dowse. Well, I appreciate that because Doug's kind of bogarted you over the last few months. So when you've come in, it's been for him and not for me. And it's good to have LaGreca and Larry back together again. I'm excited about today's show and also tomorrow's show and also a couple of shows next week.
I think I finished the year.
It's going to be LaGreca and Larry. So, you know, God help me. I'm not finishing the year with Doug Mortman. I'm finishing the year with Larry Dowse.
You know, okay, I had to look up what Bogart meant, and it was not an insult, so congratulations.
You are also the brightest bulb in the bunch, so.
Well, some very bright bulbs in the studio right now. They're blinding you.
So. Yeah, I'm actually not sitting in the seat that I'm usually sitting in.
No, you're sitting in Morton's chair.
I am sitting in Doug's chair.
When Doug very important information for the rest of the show. Trust me, in the second act, you're going to want to know who's sitting where.
You know, you who just cannot wait to have your moment of power sometimes, you had to come over and take number one chair.
No, I did it because I know that Doug is kind of a little bit of a germaphobe, and if he knew that you were sitting in his chair, he would get very upset. So I'll get the heebie-jeebies tomorrow, and I'll spare that for Doug Mortman.
Fair enough.
Okay, how you doing? Did you watch Raw? Did you prepare for today's show? Did you watch it 3 hour and 10 minute Raw last night?
Absolutely. And I got to see my boy Braun Strowman, you know, finish the show strong. He threw Sin Cara through a tree, which was amazing.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to go buy a Sin Cara ornament now to put on my tree because Braun Strowman, he inspired me to do so. I thought it was a
lousy show.
I don't want to say lousy show. I mean, I have friends there.
Below average show?
Below average.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think they're in a holding pattern.
It's a holiday. Yeah. It is the show. It is their show before Christmas, and usually that show before Christmas usually is one of the weaker shows.
And now we're resetting it back because now literally everything going forward is building towards WrestleMania.
Yes, and really it is. Like, you're right. This is kind of like their pre-show as we get to that road to WrestleMania, which is going to happen after Royal Rumble.
We're on the road to Orlando starting now.
Yes, and Braun Strowman, judging from what we saw last night, is going to be a big part of what we're probably going to see at WrestleMania. Now, you're shaking your head, and I get it. I understand that Twitter was fueled by what we saw with Braun Strowman all over last night's show. And there was rumors before about Braun Strowman making a presence at WrestleMania. And listen, I'm not even saying I'm opposed to it. You know, I'm expecting Braun Strowman to have a presence at WrestleMania 33.
I think that yesterday certainly looks like we're going to have him and Roman Reigns in some sort of meaningful feud for a little bit of period of time. And I think a big question is going to be whether it's Owens and Jericho that are fighting for the strap heading towards Mania, or if it's going to be Reigns and Strowman fighting for the strap heading towards Mania.
Ah, there you go. And I think really that is the question. Because from this whole storyline that we've been seeing, and especially now, which we saw on Sunday, that this friendship between Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens is still there and is still strong, at some point, that foundation is going to crack, and it's going to be a match between Owens and Jericho. And like you said, is it going to be that match for the title, or is it going to be Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman? And I think after watching last night, we can only judge week to week, Larry. You know, right. You and I sitting on the air talking about what we saw last night, that's how we judge things. We can't really think too long term. We're only judging from what we saw last night. I think a lot of people,
if you start thinking long term, you just get disappointed over and over again.
That it is very possible you may see Strowman and Roman Reigns for the Universal title at WrestleMania.
And I don't dislike Strowman. I enjoy him beating the crap out of people. I kind of enjoyed that, his whole little shtick on Mondays on Raw. But I think that going into the Rumble now, we can definitely make a case, especially with all the cruiserweight talent they have on there, that we could be seeing him going on one of those Rumble runs that you know, Diesel went on back in, what, 93 or 94, and that maybe he'll go on one of those Kane runs, because Kane's the record holder, right, for most eliminations in one Rumble.
Yep.
You know, we can definitely see, you know, Strowman going on one of those runs at the Rumble you know, coming up in a couple of weeks in San Antonio, and we'll have to see what happens from there.
Yeah, and Doug and I have talked about this. So we got a week Raw last night, Holiday Raw. You're probably going to get that. Whenever you see the Christmas tree on the entrance ramp, Larry, more than likely it's not going to be a great show. But we didn't have the fall. Now we're into winter. Now we're on that road. We didn't get the fall this year, and I think that's a big reason why, you know, for as long as Busted Open has been on the air, which is almost 8 years. This has been probably one of the stronger years when it comes to the WWE.
Are you talking just ratings wise with the
fall? Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the quality of the product.
Okay. I mean, listen, the brand split helped out a lot because obviously The Miz stepped up on SmackDown, and Ambrose and AJ have done amazing stuff on SmackDown. Dolph Ziggler stepped up on SmackDown. And on the Raw end of things, You've had some guys that have, you know, Rollins and Owens and Jericho have been very refreshing. So you've had nothing but positivity there between both sides of things. So in that regard, the brand split has worked. On a business standpoint, I don't know. And we're going to have to see now heading into, this is the biggest part of the year now, right? Because we're past the Survivor Series to Rumble crux now. Now we're going to start building towards the Royal Rumble. And literally all eyes from this point forward, everything's going to be building towards something in Orlando in March or April, whenever the hell Mania is this year. And it's going to be a major weekend, and we got a lot of different things at play now. And now it's time for business to pick up. Now it's time for things to make more sense. Now it's time for people to step up.
Now it's time for things to make more sense.
Legacy as a performer now these next couple of months.
Also, Mets note, Reigns broke Kane's record in 2014. He had 12 eliminations based on Kane's previous record of 11. So, to me, when you look at the Royal Rumble, like you said, we're now that close to the Royal Rumble, Larry, and that road to WrestleMania. And we talked about it yesterday, and we got to talk about it again, judging by the reaction from that crowd that we saw last night. is Roman Reigns. You know, everybody's talking about the possibility of a heel turn. I don't see that happening. But when you look at this negative reaction he keeps getting, do you think that they would put a face Roman Reigns as your Universal Champion?
Do you realize this is 3 years of our lives now? That this is 3 years we've been talking about Reigns not being over enough to main event at WrestleMania? Because 2 years ago, it was the Daniel Bryan one, I'm sorry, that was Batista. So maybe it's 2 years it rains now.
Yeah,
it's just the fact that this has gone
on. No, because you're missing San Francisco, WrestleMania 31, where Roman Reigns was in the main event, and then 32, he was in the main event against Triple H for the championship. It really does. That happens. And usually with age, but with you, I it must be something else. I'm not even going to get into that. Thank God there's no testing. But you're right. This would be, if he is in the main event, this is the third WrestleMania in a row where
That's a long time to be talking about, is somebody ready or are they really going to...
I'm not saying that if he's ready, because obviously he is, because he's been there and he's done that.
The guy.
But, you know, they keep trying to pose him as the guy.
For 3 years. That's insane.
When do you say, all right, this experiment has failed, we need to move on?
How many guys have gotten a 3-year main event run as WrestleMania, as a top guy in WrestleMania?
Really, now, it was saved at 31 because of Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar and, of course, the cash-in by Seth Rollins saved WrestleMania 31. Colossal failure.
Last year,
that was a colossal failure. I mean, do you go down that road again? Because the only reason why I bring this up is that we're talking about where we think that this storyline is going and who could possibly win the Rumble. I think before last night, Larry, you would be talking about a John Cena or you would be talking about a Chris Jericho. But, you know, judging from what we saw last night, does your opinion change? Did you possibly see Roman Reigns as your champion and maybe even a Braun Strowman winning the Royal Rumble?
If they go either way with that, if they go Jericho Owens or they go Reigns and Strowman, then they need to do something really strong on the SmackDown side to make that the final match of Mania. Because I just don't see... I'm okay with that being the, you know, like third match on the card, Roman and Strowman going out there for the title, but I'm not okay with that being like the major selling point, the thing you're seeing on it. If we're walking around downtown Orlando a couple of months from now, and that's the billboard everywhere, I don't see that being the marquee match. There's no way you can sell that to me as being a marquee match for the biggest show of the year.
I mean, you say that, but don't forget Triple H, Roman Reigns, which was technically the main event at WrestleMania 32, also the biggest WrestleMania of all time.
Yeah.
So you say that they can't sell it, but they've done it before. A lot to get in with Roman Reigns, a lot to get into on this road to the Royal Rumble, because I think there's a lot of questions, as there usually is on this short exit to the Royal Rumble before we get on to that main access road towards WrestleMania. And also, a big discussion point between Doug and I from yesterday's show is Charlotte and Sasha. I loved the match on Sunday. I thought it was great. I thought this feud has been the best feud of the year. I wanted to see it keep going. I knew that they'd be taking a knee. I know they'd be taking a pause, and it's obvious that they're going in different directions. We saw that last night with both Sasha going with Nia Jax, obviously Charlotte with Bayley. So a lot to talk about with that women's division. It's been absolutely strong on the Raw brand, and now it's finally expanding. Crazy reading social media last night, because I was doing the tweeting along with Alex Metz.
He was doing the tweeting.
By the way, if you're at Busted Open Radio, when you see an AM, that's Alex Metz. He's the producer of this show. Hello, and DL is Dave LaGreca. But still people wondering why Sasha Banks is getting squashed. Hello, Sasha Banks gets squashed. The last thing she's three times. Women's champion. How is she getting squashed? So a lot to talk about with that women's division as well as we go through today's show.
How many successful defenses does she have?
So you're on this bandwagon. I love it. All right, I love it. 844-796-7874. 844-796-7874. Take a knee on that one, Larry Dallas, because there's a lot to talk about today. Want to hear from the Busted Open Nation as well on Twitter at Busted Open Radio.
You're listening to the number one wrestling show in the world, the award-winning Busted Open on Sirius.
I'd like to see the metrics on that.
MLB Network Radio.
Just out of curiosity. 2016 season.
Six thumb balls. In the middle of the party, party off me. In the cut, I'm rolling up my pocket. you a lot, love like this. Gotta be something for me to write this, queen. I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decided to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit. That's been a slow forever. I know your heart is weather by busters. It's you. I ain't gonna sorrow because I probably did it too. Because of you feelings, I handle with care. Some recognize life, they can handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. Relationships, but I will match your work. I want to be the one to make you happiest. It hurts you the most. They say to understand it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened on him, let's rely. Yeah, took the right pitch. I never called you my even my boo. There's so much in the name, so much more than you. If you understand that you're a woman and man, the sex and the tingle is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night with you in the sky, right? Through these cold sun nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to call the top, rusty that arm. Let's stick to un-
but nice to hell and I raised you, basically made you into a dog, slipping way hair on the shit. You know the pussy is all that, that's why I can forget 5 carrots and all that. We don't shake up on it, the H's been dealt, I'm ringing bells, so we play, I still can't.
Such a time. so.
But Nanny's on Iron Horror and he does it commercial free.
Enough!
I think it's fair to say that 2016 here in North America has been a year with some mixed results for humans, generally. So maybe we see what else is sounding good around of this planet. Music from Australia, I love here from Middle Kids. The vocals on this Middle Kids track, so...
I'm here at the gas station, and everyone has gone out of the way to make it a hassle. It's a gas hassle out here. I'm gonna get gas. You guys play it cool. Go in there and buy something to drink because my throat is really bothering me. All right. How about a Diet 7-Up? I don't know why. Seemed like a thing to do. I wanted something fizzy, but did not want a cola. I did not like their sparkling water options. That was the right choice.
Heel they've had that's not a heel because she's like the mean girl at school, like, you know, the hot girl that's just mean to everybody else. She's just like a natural villain,
which I love. That's super talented. That's
the way it should be. Absolutely. But like previously, the female villain was always, you know, the one that was the mean girl in school, that the one that had to just pick on somebody else for their deformities or their perceived imperfections. Charlotte is the first like athletic heel. You just don't like her because she cheats to win. Because she's the dirtiest player in the game right now. You know, she is a major league star. She carries herself like a star. She's a great villain.
And it's now going to Bailey and Charlotte. And Bailey, and this should be phenomenal. We definitely have some callers at 844-796-7874 that want to join in the conversation. Let's first go to Cody in Tampa. Cody, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. You guys hit it on the head. I am so excited about this feud. Like, being watching Bayley since NXT, I can't even tell you how excited I am for this ride. Like, last night I was just like, it's happening. It's finally happening. Because this is going to be a feud that, like, Sasha and Charlotte was really good wrestling-wise. But this is a feud that fans are going to be invested in. Like, people are invested in Bayley. She represents all the little girls, all the little kids, like the fans, like everything that's right with wrestling, like it brings that emotion in there. I'm partial to Bailey. My daughter is one of the biggest Bailey fans, so I have to go along with it. I think Bailey's one of the greatest people alive. So this is the person that, like, I've been waiting for since NXT for her to take the torch. I'm just hoping that it's not going to be wasted and that we build it up for Mania, because something so special can happen at Mania if Bailey wins it. Get Orlando back in her hometown of NXT. Like, it's going to be so special.
She's not actually from Orlando, but okay.
The first time he won it, I don't know, like when Hogan won it, this is This girl is going to change the way women's wrestling is looked at.
All right, Cody, thanks so much. And listen, I enjoy the passion and the love for this because this is where it's going. And you should be. If you're a Bayley fan, you got to be excited about this in a way that this format is now in front of us when it's the Royal Rumble and right into WrestleMania 33. You would probably think that's going to be one of your matches at WrestleMania is going to be Bayley and Charlotte.
You can have the visual of everyone hugging in the audience. And you got those stupid little inflatable men dancing around on a huge stage.
And they're selling a lot of those fucking teddy bears that she's passing out to the crowd as she's going down the entrance ramp. Which is a win-win. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
And you can see, especially that WrestleMania crowd.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they'll be all about that match.
They'll be singing the Bayley song, not their entrance theme.
The British version.
And listen, I'm not opposed to that. Huh? And I think that Charlotte and this women's division is going to show you, Larry, that it's not just about Sasha and Charlotte. There is so much talent on the SmackDown and the Raw side.
SmackDown side's carrying its own, too.
Yeah.
It's NXT.
Yeah. I think Sasha and Charlotte took it to another level, though. I think the perfect pairing to really start this women's revolution and to really kickstart what we're seeing on this women's side,
yeah.
I think the two best women to start this off with Charlotte and Sasha.
They were fantastic. And you know, unfortunately, what was the first big takeover women's match? Wasn't it Paige and Emma that had the first big match takeover? Paige and Natalya? Charlotte, Natalya, and Paige and Emma. So, I mean,
we're going to get Emma at some point, too, and she's gonna have something to say as well.
You know, you've had some women come up, but Charlotte and Sasha really took the torch fully over there. You know, you've had some women that came before them that were decent wrestlers, put on good matches in NXT, that really kind of set the foundation. But Charlotte and Sasha really took it to the next level. And I think Charlotte being such a dynamic villain and Sasha being such a lovable character, I think that's really what put them on the map.
And it was Paige versus Emma at NXT.
Paige was on, yep.
And, you know, Paige, unfortunately, not much going on there. So she does love to send love notes on Twitter, though. I love seeing that, though. Del Rio, that's cute.
Del Rio's fighting everybody that says a bad word about Demi Rosario. If he's listening, I love it. Dave LaGreca is saying these things about your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful fiance.
I am not saying a bad word about either one.
I'm telling
you. I'm not saying a bad word about either one. You
right
love to start trouble.
I'm not starting trouble.
That's your problem.
No, you are not accountable.
Mr. National Radio host, that's your problem.
You are not
accountable. Your problem.
You're not accountable for the things you say.
What are you talking about? I am extremely. By the way, if you're on here for 2 hours every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you are accountable. It's a two-way talk show. It's not like we don't take phone calls. If somebody has a problem with something I say, they can call 844-796-7874.
And magically,
or they can go to @BustedOpenRadio and tweet about it.
And then magically,
I am not somebody that hides behind the microphone. That is not true.
You hide
all the time.
That is not true. You are the biggest. I watch you socialize with people personally. You're just such a big.
Oh, so great to meet you. So great. Such a big fan. Oh, you're such a nice guy.
And the moment they walk out, this door,
not it, true.
It's trash.
That is not true. No way. Well, who am I trash?
Everybody.
And if I trash, I am told by people that I'm Mr. Negative on the air. So how is it on the air? I'm Mr. Positivity. But then I talk bad when I turn off the microphone. Everything that everybody says, it's the opposite.
You who sends like messages in a bottle as anniversary gifts is getting on page for putting love notes on Twitter.
I'm just stating a fact.
No,
I'm not boxing it. I'm stating a fact. And then I'm upstairs into my office. I got Sam Roberts, who I like. And I got you, who I love. And you're trashing me about I'm Mr. Negativity.
You are.
There's things I like and there's things I don't like. If there's something I like, I say it. If there's something I don't like, guess what? I say it. There's nothing wrong with that, Larry.
Right.
Live and learn.
Right now.
Live and learn, Mr. Fill-In.
Right.
Live and learn. Live and learn.
Right now, you like hairspray, hair metal bands, and Polish food. That's about the only things that get you happy nowadays.
And wrestling.
Last Battle of Atlanta, pretty much the only thing.
No, talking about Last Battle of Atlanta.
The cage is back.
How about a little tip of the cap to Last Battle of Atlanta with the opening segment of Raw last night?
What, with the cage being?
Yeah, the shark cage.
They did it just for you.
That screams all Paul Ellering, Buzz Sawyer, Tommy Rich.
Oh, absolutely. All those writers are definitely watching Last Battle on the Land.
By the way, I will say this. Alex Metz, our great, fine producer. A great, if you're going shopping for me for Christmas, a great Christmas present would be Tommy Rich on the air before Christmas. Just saying. Just saying.
Well, can you get him Tommy Rich before the year's over? Because, like, literally, I'm so sick and tired of every time. I mean, I've been here a lot more this year than usual, especially the past couple of years. But I feel like every time I'm in here, he talks about two things. He talks about how much he misses his buddy Doug, and then he talks about...
We gotta get Tommy Doug.
I gotta have Tommy Rich.
We already started Tommy Rich. We already built a foundation here, but go on.
We gotta get Tommy Rich. We gotta get Tommy Rich. We gotta get Tommy Rich.
It's the Tommy Rich show with you every single day that I'm here.
I'm not responding.
Thank you. Let's just go back out to the phones. Let's go to Kevin and Callie. Kevin, sorry about you not winning those tickets, but how you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm good to go. How you doing today?
What's up, Kevin?
Well, did you guys see that stamp on Raw last night?
The stamp?
Yeah, the stamp. They mailed it in.
No, boy, but up, bump.
I bought that.
Hey, you know what? You know what it was, Kevin? And listen, let's be honest. I mean, that was your typical WWE holiday show.
Man.
Forgot about Dre. No one does it like us. A throwback station. Q102. Good day. Squeeze with me. Answer time. My name. Sir, for I stake my claim, I independently lay down. Spin bitch, J-Lo. Don't win. I'll go. Yeah. Ask now. Take up.
Static selector.
Alright.
We've got to go to the phone. We've got to go to the music on the phone and hope for the best.
Thank you.
break. Yeah. Royce 5'9". Tony Touch. The year is 2000. To listen and talk, I get raw and get this clip and draw. Send you to Mars, niggas with hitting hard, get written off. Find yourself, bruh. You barely know what your click is called, cowboy. Wish you could spar with half of a mind, kill you with half of a line without a need to continue to fall. It's an infamous art, not many can spit from the heart. Turning pins into darts, what you call mint for the charts. So rather, I'm saying fuck you, we're flipping you off. Man, these infinite thoughts in the bank, so enter the vault. My vicious assault consistent for description of laws. Every time a nigga piss me off, stick on the wall. So even when the nigga not looking, he listen and pause. Forget it, dog. When I spit a jar, this shit ain't get drawn. I'm coming at you from every angle, and this shit can be very painful. So how you blood ass? Yeah, it ain't you.
Wanna hear some ska? Get the fuck out!
A silence on the end of this track, apparently. It's what you get when albums are recorded and produced and released out of Petaluma, you know? It's a nice silence at the end for you to think about what you heard. Oh. Maybe there's a secret track. I know one pressing of this album had a secret track on it.
Did you see that chick at the show last night? Whoa.
Man. I wish you had some of that.
I sure do.
You always get all over me. Fuck.
Do you have that? Because I'm good looking.
Oh.
And I'm
good looking.
Hey, guys,
let's go.
Hey,
fuck.
Hey.
Hey,
Tyler.
Hey,
Tyler. Hey,
Tyler.
Hey,
Tyler.
I'm really sorry. I'm not late, Jock. I feel like this is my family. Can I come to my friends?
Oh, come on, John.
Thanks.
Bestest friends.
Heck.
Oh, yeah, you're my bestest friend too.
How about a group hug?
Yeah.
A group hug.
Well, all right.
the dreams have been big bears and teams. I can still remember when I stole my first time.
Okay, I'm deep down and dirty. You heard me before. But I'ma kick this shit like I be kicking in some front notes. Not ho, ho, but bravo. Straight on that wheel. Always been real. 15 blocks down the street from that.
Yep.
Hello, how's it going? My darling, darling.
Yes, hello, how are you? Yes, good.
Huh?
You open, yes?
Yes, open.
Anybody got a message? After all, you've got to take into consideration our next artist and our next song, Vince.
Boy, I'll say you got the message all the way from Moscow.
Well, yes. Can you trust the man who is on a first-name basis with Mikhail Gorbachev? Give me a break, Jesse.
Wait, who are we talking about here?
I tell you this. It's Nikolai Volkov.
Oh, okay. I thought it was someone else.
Cara mia.
Yo. Yeah. I put that on viral.
All right, I'm home. Everybody have a good, night and stuff, day, wherever you are. I don't know. Enjoy your thermal pace. Stay thermal. See you later.